Hello, I'm Dr. Vivek Chaturvedi. I'm a senior consultant cardiology and director cardiac electrophysiology and pacing at the Narayana Super Speciality Hospital, Gurugram. I'm an ex-professor of cardiology at the G.B. Pant Hospital, New Delhi. So which patients should get an ICD, or rather which patients should think that they need to consult a cardiologist or a cardiac electrophysiologist for getting a implant or placement of an ICD done? So an ICD is a machine which is used from inside our body to zap our heart or shock our heart back into normal activity from a very dangerously high heart rate or a very uncoordinated beating of the heart. People who have had an episode of a severely high heart rate because of rapid beating of the lower part of our heart called ventricles, this is called ventricular tachycardia. So people who have either suffered from an episode of ventricular tachycardia, or people who have had a totally uncoordinated activity of the heart, which is called ventricular fibrillation. So an episode of these problems, typically with underlying heart problem, is an indication for putting an ICD. In this scenario, an ICD saves a patient's life as well as several other problems like syncope. The other kind of patients who typically get an ICD are those whose heart function is severely depressed. So people whose heart function is depressed below a limit, usually 30 to 35%, because of several various reasons. It could be because of a heart attack, it could be because of valve problems, it could be because of the problems of the muscle itself, or it could be because of an operation which had been done. All these problems, if they are present, and even if one has not had a dangerously high heart rate, but the very fact of having a severely depressed heart function predisposes our heart to dangerously high heart rates. In these people also, it is recommended that an ICD should be implanted. Thank you.